center of Ayin. So let's do two Tosas. Let's cheshbon the pshat and the Tosas, and then just point out the basic shitas. I have a couple of aras in the sugya. I don't intend to be both mechadesh a lot, or for that matter, be makif the whole sugya. This whole sugya is a massive, massive sugya. Sugya of Karen Vayi, Netter Ravai. It's not our tafkid. Our tafkid is just to cheshbon out the basic pshat and the Tosas, the basic issues that the Gedolei Rishonim and Achronim raised. And since it's not Ketza, it's not the halachas of Ketza Mevarchim, we'll move on. It says Tosos, in Achal Yivahoder Achle. Tema. Lama likra. Of a perik sheni de kedushin garmin and kedush kedush meister sheni. Im kei nelef me meister sheni. So Tosos has a very, very basic question. We all know that the halachos of either Karen Ravai or Netter Ravai are very reminiscent of Meister Sheni. So once they're so reminiscent of Meister Sheni, and the Gemara in Kedushin learns out Kodesh Kodesh, so why do we need this whole halacha of Kodesh Hilulim Lashem to tell us this Bechina of Pidyon and then going to Yidin? Straightforward question. V'yesh lomar. So Tosfos gives two answers. Ilav pradi Hilulim Hav Amina Da'ada Rabba Melef L'chumra Kedesh Kedesh Meshvius. Ain't like Pidyon. So Tosfos says we would have had a Hav Amina. It also says Kedesh when it comes to Shemitah. So then we would have thought that just like when it comes to the halach of Shemitah, that there is a time that's usher, and then there are times that it's mutter. So too over here, and there's no pidyon. Once a fruit is usher, so then there's on Shemitah, then the halach is that there's no pidyon. So too over here, we would say that there is no pidyon. So hilulim is doing what? Rabbi Osai, I just want to make sure that we flesh out the obvious. Rabbi Osai, could somebody formulate for me what exactly is the pasuk hilulim doing according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos, what's hilulim doing? Rabbi Banshvigel said that Rav Soloveitchik, when he used to give shir, he used to be makbid to make sure that these obvious points were absolutely clear before he got to alumnus. He didn't assume and go straight to alumnus, just to be magdir clearly every point over here. What's hilulim doing? Yes, Michael?
Allowing you to eat the fourth year items.
Yes, okay, but I think that there's a starker way you could formulate it over here. Maybe I'm already going to Mechudish take away of reading it. Yes, Josh?
Teaching you a din of Netter Ravai.
It's teaching you a din of Netter Ravai. Can anybody add a little more? Maybe I'm already anticipating something. Yes, Josh?
But there's always pidyon in Netter Ravai.
There's always pidyon in Netter Ravai. I'd say even stronger. Daniel?
Because hilul, you could translate as hilul to say that you do have to redeem. And shivius, you don't. It's, if you drive.
So what's hilulim telling you?
That you have to redeem. Or shivius, it says you
okay, I'm looking for a drop more. Hilulim is telling you not to make the mistake of Kodesh Kodesh. Lav dafka, there are two ways to say. Yesh dafka, if you want to put it this way. What's Tosfos saying in this teretz? Is Tosfos saying that Hilulim comes to tell you that Kodesh Kodesh should not be learned to Shvius, but rather should be learned to Meiser Sheni? Or is Tosfos saying at the end of the day you learn from Hilulim? What I want to point out is that there's room, according to the first teretz of Tosfos, to tell us that the Ikar Limud is Kodesh Kodesh. However, Hilulim tells you don't make the mistake of understanding the Kodesh Kodesh to going to Shvius. Correct? I think that point is valid in Tosfos. In other words, Hilulim is just to tell you not to make an error. Now, you could learn that way. You could say that Tosfos is saying Hilulim, but that's something that emerges according to Tosfos. It's a stopgap. Really, you could have learned from Kodesh Kodesh, but you might have made a mistake. So Hilulim redirects what Kodesh Kodesh is. Eight Pirush Rabbeinu Chaim Kain. Ime Hasam Hava Mina Ki Maiser Sheni Mamish. The truth is, if you had learned from Kodesh Kodesh, then you would have thought it's Mamish like Maiser Sheni. V'davka Shebizman She Maiser Sheni Noyek Kimoi B'Shon Rishayinu Shni Urviyas V'Chamishis L'Shmita Noyek Hilul. Avo Shlishis V'Shishis She Maiser Oni Davka Eimalo. Kamash Melon. This is an interesting girsa. Kamash Melon, Chilulim, or Hilulim. Right, it's amazing. Tosfos says, I would have, the tells us Teretz is like this, I would have had a Hava Mina if we would just learn out from Kodesh Kodesh that it's mamish like Maaser Sheni. And we know that when it comes to the third and the sixth year, you're not knowing Maaser Sheni, you're knowing Maaser Ani. So I would have thought that what? I would have thought that over here too, when it comes to Neta Revai or Kerem Revai, it doesn't apply in the third and sixth year. Kamash Malon, no. The Chiddush over here of Ilulim is telling you that Kodesh Kodesh doesn't mean that. And Hilulim comes to tell us an actual halacha. Hilulim is telling us that you don't learn out from Kodesh Kodesh entirely. Hilulim is being mechadesh that it applies even in the third and sixth year. If you had just learned from Kodesh Kodesh, then you would have got the entirely wrong impression. Okay. First, for this Tosos, at first glance, I have nothing to add in this Tosos. The focus of today, Be'ezer Hashem, will be Tosos, Libra, Maskul, Mandatani, Kerem Revai, and the basic issue, again, we can't be makif the whole sugya, but the basic issues that emerge from our Tosos. Tosos says, Va'ata, now, Kaimalon, the Revai Noeg af b'chutz laretz. We paskin that Neta Revai applies in chutz laretz. Even though we have this machlokis tanoim, we had quoted in our Gemara whether the halacha applies to afke bekerem or by all ilanos. So we paskin that in chutz la'aretz it's noeg by kerem. The kol hamekel ba'aretz halacha kamosa lechutz la'aretz, because whoever is mekel in Eretz Yisrael, we paskin like that person in. So therefore, Tosis claims, unlike the other Rishonim that are quoted in the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosis says that the halacha is that we apply Kerem Revai in Chutz La'aretz and not Neta Revai. Obviously, by the end of today, we need to be Masbir, what exactly is this rule, Kol HaMeikel Ba'aretz Halacha Kamosa V'Chutz La'aretz? Continues Tosfos, v'kerem revai bizman hazeh mechalin al shava pruta, and the chiyuv of kerem revai bizman hazeh, one could be mechalin on a shava pruta. V'sochko matila lenar, v'chem mefurish b'shultas de Rav Achoy. Now, Rabbos, I am not going to probably answer this question today. I don't think we're going to have enough time, but I want you to answer this question on your own after we're finished analyzing this whole sugya. This is a question in pshat that you should have asked in Tosos, and that is there any yachas, is there any connection between these two halachos in Tosos? Number one, Tosos says that the halacha is that we apply kerem revai in chutz la'aretz because kol ha'meikel ba'aretz halacha kamosa b'chutz la'aretz. And number two, Tosos says kerem revai bizman hazeh, you can even use a shava pruta. Now Tosos is already aware that he's mentioning a tremendous chidush. And this, of course, is going to bother many of the Rishonim. And for that matter, it's most prolific in the Achronim. And that is, Tosis is saying that Kerem Revai Bizman Hazeh, you could use a Shava Pruta. Now the halacha is that when it comes to Pidyon of Maaser Sheni, it's Mefurish, in the Mishnayis in Maaser Sheni, that you need a Kesef Sheish Bo Tzura. You need money that has a Tzura. You can't be Chal on a Shava Pruta. So why is it that over here the halacha is different when it comes to Kerem Revai? Kerem Revai, it's enough just to have a Shava Pruta. I want to tell you before we rip apart the Sugi Be'ezer Hashem, I just want to tell you an interesting vort that the Rashash says. The Rashash says that it could be that the halacha is that even Maaser Sheni Bizman Hazeh doesn't need a Tzura. He says it could be that when it came to Maaser Sheni, I'm taking out one line in the Rashash, when it came to Maaser Sheni, Bizman Nom, so there was a real pidyon, and you really took up all the Maaser Sheni, you poda the actual Shavius, so then you needed, we were makbid that you should have the Kesef Tzura. But Bizman Hazeh claims that even if you don't do a real pidyon of Maaser Sheni, so then a Shava Pruta would also be acceptable. So too, he claims, when it comes to, even in Eretz Yisrael. So too, when it comes to Kerem Revai. That's not the Mahalach that we're going to present, but you should know that there is a Rashash on the sugya that says that. Okay. Of course, the one who brings out most clearly the central problem of our sugya is this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out in his Gilyonos, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, V'chein hu b'rabbeinu yonu b'shulchan aruch. V'tamu ali, kivin di alfinu chilu chilu maiser sheni, liboi chilu al dover sholav tzura, v'tzarech iun. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger claims that there's no reason why you should be able to be mechal, the Kerem Revai, on a Dover Shiesh Bo, a Dover Shiesh Ein Bo Tzura. Why it would be acceptable with Sanat Tzadashav Pruta. So Rabosai, I want to point out that this Ha'ara of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not only Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question. L'chura, it's a machlokis between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Macholos Asuris, in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. So the Rambam writes the following: Ketzad poidim peres neter avay bizman hazeh. The Rambam gives us the whole process. Acha she'osif osam mevarech. Asher kitshom sasav tzivanu al pidyon neter avay. V'acha kach poides kulon v'afil pruta achas. V'omer hare elu p'duyim b'pruta zu mashal choyse pruta layom hamelech. So the Rambam says beferish also that bizman hazeh a shava pruta is going to be acceptable. Comments the Ravid. Amar Avram zehu tema. Do yalfinon kodesh kodesh maisa sheni. Uma lahalon kesef afkan kasef. So I don't recall if I saw anybody be ma'orer. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha at first glance is gufa machlokis between the Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says beferish that revive bizman hazeh, one could be podek even with a shava pruta, and the Ravid says zel tema. Ravid says no. The halach is that we learn out from meiser. So this machlok, this diun, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha, l'chura at first glance is a machlokis between the Rambam and Ravid. So both said, as you see, the way we're going to set up today is just break down Bezer Hashem the sugya. Bake down the basic shitas. We're not going for all the nuances in the sugya. We just want to get clear the basic masa umatan in the sugya of Kerem Revai and Neter Revai. We'll see. The chedushim eventually will come. But the first thing is just to go through to make sure that the basic shitas are clear. Yes, Simcha.
Is there a reason
the
Tamir says
just to show how, I don't know. It's a fair question why he uses that language. Not sure. Just to show how this gets fleshed out, la'alacha, first, before we break this down. In Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Sadi Dalet Vav, so there the Mechaber paskins that a Shavuot is acceptable, like we saw in the Rambam, like we saw in the Shita of Tosas. The Gra has a whole long Arichus, where he brings Rayos to Shita's Tosas. And the crux of the Gra's Mahalach is, and the Gra's is quite complicated. Gra goes through all the sugyas. For those who want to go through the sugya really, really well, that's the way to do it, to go through every one of the rayas of the Gra, every part of the Gra's Mahalach. But the crux of the issue is the Gra says that when it comes to Kodesh, Hegdish in general, this is going to be very, very helpful. Even just reading over the Masa Matan and the Gra, it's very helpful. When it comes to Kodesh, so then in such a case, the halacha is that one is allowed to be mechalit on a shava pruta. And that, the Gemara says, on daf chav tes in Erechin, that bidi eved, that's going to be chal. So it could be that chutz laretz already has that status of bidi eved. So in such a case, he said, just like when it comes to Kodesh, you're allowed to, so too over here. That's one gra. There the gra is explaining psak in the Shulchan Aruch. It was a little confusing in Seder, because I remember the gra is disagreeing. So the Gra, two Gras later, the Gra then says that you have to change the gears in the Shulchan Aruch. It should say a pruta, not a shava pruta. So the Gra himself seems to hold to be choshesh that you need a pruta. This would be nafkaminas lahalach as well. How to be po de ped kerem revai, and even according to Rambam, net revai as well, bizman hazeh. Are you po de dafka with a pruta or not. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is clear, like the Balei Tosfos, who say that's a shor pruta will be acceptable. However, according to the Gra, even though he presents in the 20 lines that you did, he comes out that we could learn from Hegdish with his whole cheshbon over there. The Gra himself holds that you need a pruta. I think many poskim today are choshish v'shita the Gra. Where's the Gra coming from? At the end of the day, the Gra is coming from the Taina of Rabbi Akiva Eger. I think the Taina of Rabbi Akiva Eger himself, and that is that if we learn out from Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni requires a pruta. So what we need to do, we have a responsibility at L'chol HaPachos to attempt to answer the question on Tosfos. Why is it that even a Shava Pruta is going to be acceptable? Okay, so let's set it up, Rabosai, in the classic fashion, the way it will be set up in the yeshivas, and then point out strengths and weaknesses in this mahalach. Can anybody on their own try to suggest what's the tension over here in the sugi? What are we struggling with in Rabbi Akiva Eger and Tosfos? What's at the core of the struggle? Yes, Yaakov?
The
Gzer Shav of?
Maaser
Sheni. Right. How do you look at the koach of this Gzer Shav of Maaser Sheni? In other words, Yesh Lachgar. When we learn from Maaser Sheni, what are we learning from Maaser Sheni? Are we learning from Maaser Sheni all of the halachos? Or are we learning from Maaser Sheni only the requirement for pidyon? What are we learning from Maaser Sheni? Are we learning all of the halachos, or are we learning the requirement for pidyon? If you say you're learning the Gemara, Nundaladam and Bezin Kedushin, that says that you learn Kodesh, is telling us all of the halachos of Maaser Sheni, so then you should need Tzura as well. Chura, even Bizman Hazeh, there would be a requirement of Tzura. However, if you're going to say that the Mechayiv from Kodesh is just telling me that there's a requirement to be Podeh, but it's not telling me all of the halachos, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be different. So first of all, what I want to point out to you are two points in Pshat. First of all, the first point in Pshat is, let's read over the Psukim. Let's read over the Psukim in Perek Yutes in Parshas Kedoshim to see how the Torah presents the Chiyuv and see how Rashi understands it. And then let's go back to Pshat in our Tosfos and then examine the basic Lamdus on the Sugya. First, in terms of Pshat in the Psukim themselves. By the way, I regret. Last time I taught Ketz and Mavarach, and the first thing I put on the Maror Mekomos were the Psukim themselves. I look back after I wrote up the Maror Mekomos, the first thing I put on were the Psukim themselves, and somehow I forgot this time to do that. So the Torah tells us in Perek Yutes Pasuk Chav Gimel, "V'chisavoyu al ha'aretz unetatem koleitz machav araltem es arlasayis piryosh shalosh shanim yelachem areim lo yochel." So this is the chiyuv of Arla. So Rashi, on that pasuk of Yeh Kol Pirya Kodesh, Rashi says Kemaiser Sheni. Rashi understands when the Torah tells us Kol Pirya Kodesh, he says that the Chiyuv is like Maaser Sheni. So Rashi understands, and the Sifsei Chachamim take a look at Sifsei Chachamim there as well. Rashi understands that the Chiyuv of Karen Ravai, or Netta Ravai, the Chiyuv of Ravai, has a din of Kodesh just like Maaser Sheni. The simple understanding of Rashi Ala Teira is he's understanding Kodesh not only to be a halacha, a technicality, Kodesh, on Dafnun Dalam and Bezin Kedushin, as being a technicality in Pidyon. But rather, Rashi is understanding that it transforms, this Pasuk Kodesh transforms Netta Ravai in all of the halachos of Maaser Sheni. So first, just in the Psukim themselves, Rashi understands the Kodesh is not a prat, but Rashi understands Kim Maaser Sheni, that it has all the halachos, and the Sifsei Chachamim fleshes this point out in Shitas Rashi. Rabosai, could anybody connect this issue back to Pshat and Tosfos? L'chura, I would argue that at first glance, Tosfos himself would be taking sides in this issue in the previous Tosfos. Achle, achal yuvahadar achle. What's what's going on? There are two deos in Tosfos over here. The V.A. Shlomar and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn. Yes, Ezra?
So
now, Rabosei, you're going to see what I anticipate, what Ezra's going to say. You're going to see that the way we broke down the Tosfos is also relevant in Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. Yes, Ezra?
I think Tosfos himself seems to say that the Gezeirah Shavah goes all the way.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's what I wanted to tell you. By the way, this is our Hosafa to Olam HaYeshivas. I didn't see anybody say this. So Taisus is first teretz, L'chura Taisus is first teretz that says that if we wouldn't have, again, let's remind ourselves. Tosa asks why we have the Pasuk Kodesh. So Taisus says, why do we need the Hilulim altogether? Answers Tosos, that the reason why is because that if we had just had Kodesh, so then in such a case, we would have learned from Shvius. Kamash Malan Hilulim tells us to redefine that Kodesh is telling, learn from Ma'aseh Sheni. L'chura, according to this day of Taisus, so then what emerges is that Kodesh is absolute, and you learn from Ma'aseh Sheni, and once you learn from Ma'aseh Sheni, so then the halacha is that just like Ma'aseh Sheni needs a tzura, then here too, Ma'aseh Sheni would also need a tzura. And you can't say, well, it's like Hegdish and Lechatchila, Hegdish needs a tzura, but B'di'eved, Hegdish doesn't need a tzura, like the way the Gra develops according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Lehefuch, the halachi is entirely Mechayev a tzura. Why? Because there's an absolute hashva between Ma'aseh Sheni. However, according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, Rabbi Akiva Eger's question falls away. Because, according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, there are two things that are operating to be Mechayev Neter Revai. Number one, there's the Pasuk of Hilulim. Number two, there's Kodesh. Kodesh, says Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, can't be an absolute limud. I'll tell you why it can't be an absolute limud. Because if you'd be learning out Mamish from Ma'aseh Sheni, you would have drawn the wrong conclusions. The wrong conclusion would have been, you would have thought that's not appropriate in the third and sixth year. But once you have Hilulim, the two feed off of each other. The two complement each other. If that's so, then we already see a crack in the wall of the Hashva between Ma'aseh Sheni and Neter Revai. If that's so then it could be that Ma'aseh Sheni is just telling us the halacha that there's a requirement of Pidyon. But it's not telling us all the halachas. Once it's only telling us that there's a requirement of pidyon, so then in such a case, then there's room. Again, Rabosai, I don't claim that there is a hechreyach, but what I do claim is that you need to notice in the Tosfos itself that according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, the brunt of Rabbi Akiva Eger's question falls away because it's not a full-fledged limud from Ma'aseh Sheni. So then Tosfos over here is quite a bit smoother. Okay, those are the first two points in Pshat. Number one, to show that Rashi is closer to the, if you will, to arrive in Rabbi Akiva Eger. And number two, to show that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn is not like the Rashi in Rabbi Akiva Eger. And according to him, it's very simple to be miyashev the Pasha. That the Kodesh doesn't mean to tell you that it's mamish like all the halachos of Ma'aseh Sheni. The crux of this question is, how far do you take the limud of Kodesh, do you say that gives you all the halachos of Ma'aseh Sheni? So far, so good, Rabosai?
Yeah.
Good? Okay. Now let's start with the lungus. Yes, Ellie.
Remember the first heretic close was, but when it's focus Zera Shabbos, you can't quote it during the third and sixth year, because all the halachos Ma'amish?
No. Of course, Tosis doesn't hold that. Tosis. Right, but it's mistaber. It's mistaber to say the following. It's mistaber to say that there's some type of other makor that tells you that you can't do it in the third and sixth year. But there's no. But the pasuk itself creates a full hashva between this and Ma'aseh Sheni. That's from the pesukim themselves. In contrast, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, you're right. That's why I said I don't claim to be makif the whole sugya. You're right that according to the Tosis' first teretz, you have to play with how the third and sixth year developed, and that we could brainstorm together. But clearly the way Tosis structures the psukim, there's a difference between the two. But Eli's right that you do need to be masbir, then what becomes makar according to Tosis' first teretz about the third and sixth year. Fair point. Okay, now. In Svara, this question of how you understand the limud of Kodesh Kodesh, I think it's very much kedai to see how Reb Chaim was mazbir the Shitas HaRambam. Once we see how Reb Chaim was mazbir the Shitas HaRambam, first of all, by itself. In other words, I would say, if you want to structure what we're doing right now, this was Roman numeral 1, Reb Chaim is Roman numeral 2, we're going to take a certain part of Reb Chaim and be mazbir the sugya of Netar Revai, and then we'll extrapolate one part from the Reb Chaim. I'm going to take one of the hanachos, one of Reb Chaim's assumptions, and then use that assumption for Roman numeral 3, and then give the mahalach within the Shitas Tosos, according to the way some present it. And then finally, in Roman numeral 4, we'll present a couple of questions on this mahalach. So now Reb Chaim is going to stand by itself. Every yeshiva bachur should know this yisod of Reb Chaim. The truth is, every yeshiva bachur should know Gemara Rashi Tosos cult, and all the implications of pshat. But what Reb Chaim does is it gives us a yisod that's very, very helpful to make reference to. It's a straightforward Reb Chaim, and we will see that some of what he says is going to be relevant minei ube. We saw the machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid before on one nekuda, but there is another chidush, very big chidush in the Rambam that we will come back to that also the Ritva mentions as well. And that is, the Rambam disagrees with almost all Rishonim that we had seen up until now. Let's see the Rambam. It's quoted in the Reb Chaim that's in front of us. Yerali, she'ein din neta revai noed b'chutz laretz. The Rambam is mechadesh, not like what we had seen in Tosas, that there is a din of neta revai. Ela ochel peiros shana b'kerem revai. Ela ochel peiros shana revias b'lo pidyon klal. Shelo amru ela ala arla. Now, just background, Rabbosai. For Roman numeral 3 really starts the way my great Rebbe Rav Shechter would have started, is he wouldn't have started reading the Rambam. He would have started quoting the Pasuk. Then he would have started quoting the Gemara in Kedushin. And that is that the Gemara in Kedushin alludes to the fact that Mishnah in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav, says that there's mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, and there's some mitzvos that are not tluyos ba'aretz. One of the examples of mitzvahs that one would have thought should be dependent on Eretz Yisrael is not dependent on Eretz Yisrael, that exists in Chutz La'aretz, is Arla. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches says that there is halacha l'moshe misinai that tells us that we take the chiyuv of not eating from fruits for 3 years and apply that even into Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so we have halacha l'moshe misinai that says that Arla applies even Chutz La'aretz. You would have thought that it applies only in Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like one of the mitzvahs hatuyos ba'aretz. Halacha l'moshe misinai applies it in Chutz La'aretz. Derech Agav, this is going to be important in our Hezber later on. Rashi over there describes that as midivrei sofrim. Rashi qualifies this halacha l'moshe misinai. For our purposes today, we're going to view it akin to a drabbanon. It is a big question how you classify halacha l'moshe misinai, but Rashi on top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph calls it a divrei sofrim. Okay, so now, with that Hagdama, now we have an interesting question. The Gemara only said in regards to Arla. The Gemara never said in regards to Revai. So Tosus assume, apply Revai. Now, interestingly, the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam says that Revai is not going to apply. And the Rambam brings a Kal V'Chomer, which, if we were doing the Sugya well, we would do this Kal V'Chomer, we'd analyze this Kal V'Chomer. What we're going to do is just flesh out the basic shitos that the Rambam brings out, and that is continuing on in the Lashon Rambam. Do that Kal V'Chomer well. V'horu mitzas ga'onim shekerem revai levada opodinosa b'chutz laretz v'acha kach yemutim mechila ve'ein ledover ze'ikr. So the Rambam quotes mitzas ga'onim, which is like the shita of our Tosos, that says the kerem revai exists. So our Tosos actually makes its way into the Rambam, if you will, as a shita mitzas ga'onim. What is the hezber in that machlokas? So Reb Chaim pulls out of his pocket what one of the closest talmidim of Reb Aaron Soloveitchik in the last 15 years, when I was in yeshiva, was Reb Yisrael Bolzman. I had the schus to learn with him. He's a fascinating fellow. He's a real, real, real brisker. more real than in some ways than the riskers here in Yerushalayim. He's a Rav Yifrach remembers him, right? That's Arab. Okay. So he's something that's very, he's very, very unique. He follows the Rambam. The boys that I feel that could get more lumdus than that's offered in Yeshiva University, I send them to learn. I send them to learn with him. He's a throwback. So he's very, very sharp. One time we were learning a sugya and we disagreed. So I put my head down. I was thinking, and all of a sudden I looked up, and he was gone. He just disappeared. It was Erev Shabbos. We used to learn on Erev Shabbos together. Then there was a time we learned together every day. He was gone. He used to scream at me, often mamish, in a very, very sharp fashion. I think he got up and left because there was nothing more to talk about. I saw it this way, he saw it that way. He just left. There's nothing more to discuss. You know, that was it. He's unique. He's a charif. I tell the Talmidim there's so much to learn from him. Don't learn from him Chochmas Achayim, but to learn to, he's just, because he's unique, he's extreme. And he himself, the boys told me that he himself tells the Talmidim, I sent him, said to him, don't learn my style of life. He's an ascetic. I barely ever saw him eat. He's under skinny. The only time I ever saw him eat was, did you see him eat during the week? The only time is when you'd invite for Shabbos, you'd see me. Basically, he fasts most of the time. You can't learn Chachmas Achayim from him, but you can learn how to break apart Alamdusha Machloikis. And he would mamish, he would scream and rip into you. So he follows the Rambam. He doesn't take a penny for Torah. He's a genius, and he learned mathematics. He has a PhD, and he goes and he teaches a few hours in some universities. He goes from university to university. He's not interested in tenure or anything. Every semester, he calls up and asks the university, do you need some adjunct to teach a little math? And he goes there, and he teaches math for a couple hours, but he refuses to take a penny for Torah. He's a unique person. Anyhow, so he calls this a standard Lumdisha trick. In other words, there are some standard nekudos that come through in Reb Chaim. So this is one of those standard ha'aras that Reb Chaim makes, which is very, very beautiful. What's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim? Vanira bevir pluktas Rambam Gaonim. Look him up, Josh, when you get there. He'll be very good for you. Dihine. Yesh lefarish ha'alocha da'arlo noheges b'chutz la'aretz betrei gavnik. Da'alo havadai da'arlo s'chutz la'aretz v'aretz eretz yisrael trei milininu. V'chulukim b'dineham. U'gidichazina. Dibir'ikar ha'alocha nemar da'arlo s'chutz la'aretz vadai asur usveika mutur. Ube'eretz Yisrael bein vado bein sveika aser. Elo detzarach yun im heicha shenoheges arla b'chutz laretz az gamhi bichlal arla k'suv v'torah the ikar halacha bo leguya kra. One way of understanding the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is revealing to us what the Torah really wanted. The afagav the called mitzvah satulis baretz ena noagos elo ba'aretz alo ba'aretz shar nivinoheges b'chol makom. One way of understanding is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is it's extending the Torah. You would have made the mistake in reading Parshas Kedoshim and thought that the Isra of Arla applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Malah, no, the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is going further, Zakr Reb Chaim. Vim Kain, Gam Arla S'chutz Aretz L'chlalas V'kra D'Arla. That's one way of understanding the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai of Revai. Of extending Arla to Chutz Aretz. Odenema, Davadai, the Arla Amura Bitara Aina El Eretz Yisrael. Really the Chiyu of Arla is only said in Eretz Yisrael. V'Arla Chutz La'aretz Aina Nechlelespa. And the Arla Chutz La'aretz is not extended in the Torah at all. V'rak da Sura Me'alacha. But the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is Mechadesh Ahalacha. V'chol Ikar Yisura Rak Me'alacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim V'lo Mikra. Okay, so this is a classic Chakira. When you have Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, what's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim doing when it's extending? Is it just simply extending and being Megala the Ratzon HaTorah? Or what Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is doing is saying the Torah is only talking about Eretz Yisrael. However, we're Mechadesh, a new Halacha, according to Rashi, Midivrei Sofrim, that tells us that the Halacha applies even in Chutz La'aretz. L'may Nafkamina, whether you say it this or you say it that way, Reb Chaim continues. Dima halacha bala galos the gam arlas chutzlaretz nichlalas beparsha memele di eshlam the gam net the revayet kain diskishla arla. Masha ain kain imu iser chadash my halacha moshe misinai im kain memele the ain iser revay shayat chalas that. Reb Chaim says very simply and beautifully. That's the elegance sometimes of brisket Torah. You just have to use it properly. So Reb Chaim says like this. He says that if we're going to say it's an extension of the din d'oraisa in chutz laretz, so then that follows the shita of the Gaonim that say the net d'oravai also is going to follow in chutz laretz. Why? Because we extended all of Arla. And if you extend Oral of Arla, then he claims, we're going to get back to it, he claims that it's mistaber that you would extend Neta Revai as well. However, what's the Shita of whom? What's the Shita of the Rambam? The Shita of the Rambam is that Arla Schutzlaritz is not an extension of the Parsha of the Torah, but rather Arla Schutzlaritz is a new halacha to be Mechadesh Arla and Schutzlaritz. In Cain, so then we're not extending the Pasuk. If we're not extending the pasuk, then Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is only going to tell us Arla is not going to tell us Net Revai. To put it in the words of the psukim themselves, to take what Reb Chaim is saying and put it back in the words of the psukim, when you read the pasuk, Uvashana Arevius, that followed the previous pasuk that said Varaltem Arlaso. So the psukim themselves seem to indicate that when you have Arla, you have a Shana Arevius, you have Net Revai. But if you're saying that you're not extending the pasuk, but rather what you're doing is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai comes along and tells you a new halacha, so then the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai you never find was said in reference to Neter Revai. Says Reb Chaim, that's the Nekuda and the Machlokis between the Gaonim and the Rambam. With this, Reb Chaim gets into the bones of the Kal V'Chomer. Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam is L'Shitaso, because the Rambam holds that someone who, if you just take a step further, here, take a look, Venira. It's best inside. 11 lines in. Venira de Dover Zeb, Machlok Eshanu, Dihine Berambam, Balocha Chafal Sham, Pasak, the Ochel Kezayis, Me'orlas Chutzlarts, Makinos, and Makas Mardus. The halacha is that if you eat a Kezayis of Arnold Chutzlarts, you get Makas Mardus. Now wait, if it's an, the halacha of Moshe Misan is just being Megalatos, the Pasuk, so then in such a case, then the Yisr should be, in, not a Makas Mardis, should be punishable by Malchus Minator. Elamai, the Rambam is Lishitasa, the Rambam holds that the Chiyuv of Arla in Chutzlaritz is a Din Chadash. If it's a Din Chadash, then number one, it only gets Makas Mardis. Number two, is that the Revai doesn't apply. This is the Nekudas HaMachlokis between the Gaonim and the Rambam as Reb Chaim was Masbi. Now, Rabosai, what I want to point out to you, and here we go from part two to part three. What I want to point out to you is that this machlokis, this hezber and this machlokis, fits beautifully in what we had seen in the Shitas HaRambam later on. I just have one problem with it. L'chura, I want to add, and this is very, very scary, whenever you add something to Reb Chaim, but I will say, I want you to think about just a very, very basic point. And that is that the Rambam in his Machlokas with the Ravid about whether you need a Tzura, L'chura fits in beautifully with this with Reb Chaim's Hezber. Dehainu. The Rambam said that you don't need a Tzura. Correct? The Rambam says that you don't need a Tzura. And the Ravid comes along and says, what about the Limud of Kodesh, Kodesh, and Meiser Sheni? We're talking over there about Neta Revai. Now there we're talking about Bizman Hazeh. There might be other factors that are involved. There might be other factors involved. But it does work conceptually very, very, very smooth. According to Reb Chaim's Hezber, the Machlokis between the Gaonim and the Rambam, is there anything over here that alludes to Meiser Sheni when we're talking about Neta Revai? No. The whole question that we're discussing is whether you extend the halacha of Arla to Neter Revai. Is Neter Revai a natural extension of Arla? Or is Neter Revai not a natural extension of Arla when it comes to Chutz La'aretz? Dahainu, according to Reb Chaim, the only question that we have to ask by Neter Revai, whether Neter Revai applies, is whether it's a natural halacha of Arla, or is there not a natural halacha of Arla? Neter Revai, according to Reb Chaim, is simply an extension of the halacha of Arla. Ah, there's a halacha of Kodesh Kodesh. Kodesh Kodesh just tells you that there's a chiyuv to be matir or the Neter Revai through pidyon. But Kodesh Kodesh doesn't redefine the Neter Revai to the point that it has halacha as a Maaser Sheni, not the way Reb Chaim presented it over here. So therefore, I would suggest that the Rambam fits in beautifully. The Rambam that says that you don't need a tzura fits in beautifully to Reb Chaim's Hezber in Halacha Tezvot. The Hainu, that when it comes to the requirement of Pidyon, we're not entirely Meshubit to Maaser Sheni. We're not entirely Meshubit to Maaser Sheni. Vaharaya, that the whole diyun between the Rambam and the Gaonim is only a diyun of when do you extend Arla to Neter Revai or not. But the whole surah of Neter Revai is not the way the Ravid and Rabbi Akiva Eger had understood, like Rashi Alatera. The Rashi Alatera said, Kodesh means Kemaiser Sheni, it's mamish like Maaser Sheni. No, Neter Revai is halacha of an extension of Arla. Neter Revai is a hemshech of Arla. However, when it comes to being chutz la'aretz, so then you have a question of how you look at arlas chutz la'aretz. But there's nothing over here that we see that extends it to Maaser Sheni. So the two parts, Reb Chaim's Anocha in the Hezber and the Machlokas Rambam Gaonim, and that we noticed that the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid is relevant to the Dion with Tosas, Luchura is connected as well. Now, we're ready to go a step further. Okay, so part one, let's summarize what we have up until now. Part one, we have a machlokis between Tosos and the Ravid, where there's a requirement of Tzura. Tosos fits in, when he says that there is no requirement of Tzura, he fits in beautifully, according to one of the opinions of the Bali Tosos, fits in beautifully with Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbi Akiva Eger is very reminiscent to the Ravid's position in the Rambam in Halacha Yud Zayin, where he says at the end of the day, we're now from Maaser Sheni. Then we went to Roman numeral 2, and we pointed out that there is a basic machlokis at all whether there is a chiyuv of Neter Revai Bizman Hazeh, that the Rambam claims that there isn't a chiyuv altogether. The machlokis between the Rambam and the Ravid revolves around how you look at the chiyuv of Arla and Chutz La'aretz in general. Do you say that Arla is an extension, Arla's Chutz La'aretz, the halacha l'moshe misinai, is an extension of the pasuk itself? If you say it's an extension of the pasuk itself, so then in such a case we would say that what? That it should also apply, Neter Revai should also apply in Chutz La'aretz. But if you say it's a new halacha, so the new halacha is only going to extend Arla, it's not going to extend Neter Revai. What I want to point out, as we conclude part number two, Reb Chaim's Hezber in the Machlokes, is Reb Chaim's Choker, in terms of Neter Revai, vis-a-vis the Bechina of Arla. The question whether you're Chayiv and Neter Revai is a question of whether you extend the halacha of Arla or not. That there's room to say that in Chutz La'aretz you would not extend the Arla. But there's no discussion over here of Maaser Sheni. So maybe that connects to the Shitas HaRambam, where the Rambam says that there is no chiyuv of Pidyon Maaser Sheni, because the Shitas HaRambam is not that Kodesh Kodesh is the driving of force. Kodesh Kodesh is not defined the status of Neter Revai as Maaser Sheni. My sense is that Baruch Hashem and Talmidim are following, but I'm wondering if people are going to be overwhelmed if I'm going to go a step further now. Most Talmidim, I think, we're following. But how many people want to go on? How many people want to stop? How many people would like to stop now? Be honest. Please be honest. Yeah, Ezra, go ahead.
I'm not sure I understand why Rebbe is saying that from the fact that the Reb Chaim is not mentioning anything about Maaser Sheni, that seems to show that maybe that's why.
Because I want to anticipate what you're arguing. You want to argue that Arla is the first step, but then there's no. Go ahead.
Reb Chaim is talking about two different things. The Rambam here is talking about, his Machlokas with the Gaonim is talking about for for Bizman Hazeh.
Correct.
As opposed to here, where Chayim Svam got in Chutz La'aretz. So Chutz La'aretz,
I alluded that there might be a different Hezer of Bizman Hazeh. But what I'm bothered by is like this. What I'm bothered by is that there's another factor over here, aside from Arla. There's also a factor, if it's Kodesh, then there's another factor over here, and that is that the Mechayiv of Meiser Sheni, that has a din of Meiser Sheni.
But Meiser Sheni is going to do Chutz La'aretz.
We're going to get that star in a second. You're saying you're advancing something else, and you're saying if the limud is from Meiser Sheni, that doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz at all. That's a fair point. We're going to see someone that says it in Roman numeral 4. We're up to Roman numeral 3. In Roman numeral 4, we're going to see someone that says that. Yes, Adam.
Just because we say the Machayev, let's say, is Orla, why are we saying that?
That's what I thought Ezra was going to say. That's what I thought Ezra was going to say. That you could say that at the end of the day, that you don't get to first base. If you don't get to Eina Chanami, Meiser Sheni is what creates that thing. If Meiser Sheni is a product, but you need the Machayev first of the Chiyuv of Arla. I hear how a person could say that. I'm more comfortable with, obviously, the way I present it. It's just, I think it flows nicely, but I definitely am aware of that that possibility. I thought that's where Ezra was coming from. Okay, but let's continue on. Let's continue with Roman numeral 3. Tov. I think that these two ideas definitely do parallel each other well. Let's come back to see how Tosis' question is commonly answered in the yeshivas. Rav Nissen Kaplan quotes this, a nice mahalach, at first glance a nice mahalach, and he says, you know how you're going to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's question? He says like this. He says, really, there's tzvei dinim in Netter Ravai. There are two components in Netter Ravai. One component of Netter Ravai is that you extend the Isser of Arla. And number two, the other component is a component of Meiser Sheni. There's two components. He claims that when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, so then, in such a case, what din are you going to extend? You only extend the halacha of Arla. The halacha Meiser Sheni does not need to, is not extended. Only the halacha of Arla is going to be extended. So dafka in Chutz La'aretz, where all you have is the halacha of Arla, so then there's no requirement of Tzura. The chiyuv of Tzura only exists when it has the halacha of Meiser Sheni. In Chutz La'aretz, we only borrow the halacha of Arla. We don't borrow the halacha of Meiser Sheni. So therefore, a pidyon needs to take place, but the Kodesh is not mechayiv you a pidyon. This is how he claims to answer the question, Rabbi Kiva Eger's question on Tosas. In other words, again, he claims that there's both dinim. Up until now, we've been masbir, you have a choice. You could either say that the Ikur Mechayiv of the Kodesh has come to tell you that it's transformed into Meiser Sheni. If that's so, you're going to be stuck. Because at the end of the day, then here too. And the Ravid seems to say that in such a case, you extend it. However, what Rav Nissen suggests is that both halachas are true. You have both the halacha of Arla as well as the halacha of Meiser Sheni. And if that's so then in Eretz Yisrael, then the halacha of Meiser Sheni is directly connected, and then you would say that you need a tzura. However, in Chutz La'aretz, for some reason, they didn't extend the halacha of Meiser Sheni. And if they didn't extend the halacha of Meiser Sheni, so then, in such a case, there you only have the halacha of Arla, and therefore there's no requirement of pidyon. So Rabosai, I just want to add, I don't recall if he says this or not, what would the svara be to say that in Eretz Yisrael you have the halacha of Meiser Sheni and Chutz La'aretz not? What would the actual svara be? So svara l'chura one could give. And that is, the svara is that when we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, so then in such a case, Ma'aser Sheni applies in Eretz Yisrael. If Ma'aser Sheni applies in Eretz Yisrael, so then the Neta Revai borrows those halach, all the details of Ma'aser Sheni. But in Chutz La'aretz, especially based on what we saw in the Shitas HaRambam, although it's not going to fit because the Rambam and Tosas are not entirely the same, but using the basic idea, in Chutz La'aretz, so then in such a case, we would say that you borrow the halacha of Arla from the halacha of Moshe Misinai, but you can't apply Ma'aser Sheni at all. That L'chura would be the svar to say. So what emerges? What are we pointing out? Roman numeral 3. Roman numeral 3 is the standard mahalach in the yeshivas, and that is to be miyashiv tosas, you have to say that there's tzvei dinim in Neta Revai in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, you have an extension of Arla. Number two, you have also the Kodesh HaKodesh of Ma'aser Sheni. And when you're in Eretz Yisrael, where Ma'aser Sheni is applicable, for some reason, then Ma'aser Sheni informs the halacha of Arla. However, once you go in Chutz La'aretz, where Ma'aser Sheni is no longer applicable, so then there's the other halacha of Pidyon. In other words, Roman numeral 3 really attempts to combine what we showed in Roman numeral 1 and 2 as two distinct shitas, is to be miyashev and to say that both are true. So Rabbi Yossi, I understand, I think I gave a little bit of a hesver why to say that both dinim apply in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz you have one din. However, I just want to point out that I realize that when you take a look at the Ritva himself, one sees that the Ritva quotes the Rambam, even though the Rambam is not the same sheet as the Tosos, and says kemat the opposite. Let's take a look at the Ritva. There's a discussion whether the Ritva was quoting the Rambam. He quotes Rabbeinu Moshe. So I just want to point out to you that the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Moshe, and he comes to a very different conclusion. About 7-8 lines into Ritva, v'kas Rabbeinu Moshe, v'kivan de'gamrina le'inyin chilul kodesh kodesh ma'aser shein l'revai, hu adin de'gamrina mina, de'chol hecha de'ein ma'aser noag revai nami eino noeg. V'im kein b'chutz la'aretz de'ein ma'aser noeg revai nami eino noeg. V'ein pidyon revai b'chutz la'aretz. It happens to be that the Ritva mentions this svara, and some say that he's talking in the Shitas HaRambam, and he comes to the exact opposite conclusion. And he says, here Rabosai is part Roman numeral 4, says the Ritva like this, if you have a limud of Kodesh Kodesh that tells you that as mamish, all of the halachas of Ma'aser Sheni, then he says that in such a case, it should not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have Ma'aser. So the crux of the question over here is, what's the Mechayiv over here? Is the Mechayiv the Arla, or is the Mechayiv the Ma'aser Sheni? Says the Ritva B'das Rabbeinu Moshe, that if the Mechayiv is the Ma'aser Sheni, Kodesh, Kodesh, so then it shouldn't apply to Chutz La'aretz at all. So hence, to say that there's Tzvei Dinim, like Rav Nissen wants to say, and then Eretz Yisrael, you're going to say that the halacha is that you need a tzura. And in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to say that you're not, because in Chutz La'aretz, so then you only take the Arla part, the Ritva says, B'das Rabbeinu Moshe, but Farish not that way. He says that if you have in Eretz Yisrael, the Mechayiv Ma'aser Sheni, so in such a case, then it can't apply in Chutz La'aretz. So this is the first time I'm noticing that what they say in the yeshivas, the Ritva Kamat says you can't say that. The Ritva says that once the Mechayiv is Ma'aser Sheni, so then by definition it's not going to apply in Chutz La'aretz. Hence, the Shitas HaRambam, according to the Ritva, if Rabbeinu Moshe is quoting the Rambam, is very, very different than the way Reb Chaim had presented. And that is, the Ritva is presenting Rabbeinu Moshe, saying that the Iker Mechayiv is the Ma'aser Sheni. Ad kedei kach, that therefore it would follow that there's no Revai in Chutz La'aretz whatsoever. Okay. Rabosai, let's go for a summary. Summary is like this. We have, at first glance, two extremes. We have those Rishonim that say that the halacha is that there's a chiyuv of a tzura. Even in Chutz Laaretz Bizman is that. Shita Tosos is that there isn't a chiyuv of a tzura Bizman Hazeh. According to Rambam, the Rambam is the third shita. Now I'm summarizing the shitas as opposed to developing Havana in what's going on in the question in the sugya. The Rambam shita is the third shita. The Rambam shita is that when you have Chutz Laaretz, there's no chiyuv at all. Okay. What's the nekudas hamachlokis between the shita of Tosvos and the shita, if you will, of the Ravid? Or how can you be miyashev Tosvos from Rabbi Kiva Eger's question? So the yishuv to Rabbi Kiva Eger's question, some present, is the following. That when it comes to shita's Tosvos, Tosvos says that there are two halachos in Neter Ravid. On the one hand, you learn from Kodesh Kodesh. On the other hand, also, the Mechayev is an extension of the Halacha of Arla. Who said not that way? At first glance, Reb Chaim did not learn that way. Reb Chaim only discussed the Chiyuv of Arla in Roman numeral 2. However, when you have in Eretz Yisrael, so then in such a case, there would be a Chiyuv of, in Eretz Yisrael itself, there's a Chiyuv of Pidyon where? Kederach Maiser Sheni, because that's where you have Maiser Sheni itself. But when you go to Chutz Laaretz, so then only the halacha of Arla is going to apply. That's the yishuv, that's the crunch to be miyashiv Rabbi Kiveger's question. At the end, we pointed out that the Ritva says the opposite if you use the Pidyon Maiser Sheni. He says, if you understand that the limud is also Kodesh Kodesh, it's not only telling you halacha and Pidyon, but rather is defining what the Neter Ravai is going to be, so then he claims it wouldn't exist in Chutz Laaretz. So that's why I have a problem with Rav Nissen Kaplan's Teretz. Working backwards, we then, in Roman numeral 2, saw that there is another machlokus, which we see is Rav Chaim's classic Hesber of Neter Ravai in where? Neter Ravai in Chutz Laaretz. What's that? Machlokus, whether Neter Ravai in Chutz Laaretz at all. So Reb Chaim says, that depends on how you look at the halacha l'moshe misinai of extending Arla altogether. If you say the halacha l'moshe misinai of extending Arla is that you're extending the pasuk itself, so then he claims that you would extend that Neter Ravai as well. That's the shita of the Gaonim. However, if you hold that the halacha of the halacha l'moshe misinai is a new din, so then in such a case, if it's a new din, it's a din chadash, so then you would not apply it Neter Ravai in Chutz Laaretz. Why? Because the Din Chadash only tells us Arla. It doesn't tell us the halacha of Neter Ravai. So this is Reb Chaim's Hezron Sugya. I pointed out to you that it works out nicely within the Shitas HaRambam that the Rambam also later on is in Mechayev you for the Pidyon HaMaaser Sheni as well. Reb Chaim's Hezber in terms of Arla, is very, very different than what the Ritva says, Bidas Rabbeinu Moshe. Those are two different extremes. Okay. One more thing, Rabosai. I mean, maybe we should stop here. Tomorrow let me conclude with a basic issue in the Rishonim. Ad Kan, the Hezber, in being Yashir Rabbi Kiveger's question. Now I just want to leave you off with one very, very basic issue. Roman numeral 5 is a very, very basic issue. Even if you didn't understand the way we broke down the shitas up until now, this next issue you'll be able to follow. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah, who quotes those who disagree with Tosas. Tomorrow we'll start with this. Even though we'll have new Marim Mekomos for the next sugya, I wanna start off and just discuss a little bit of Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kemosa B'Chutz Laaretz. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes many who disagree with Tosas. Tosas' shita was that the halacha of Neter Ravai doesn't apply in Chutz Laaretz because Kol ha-meikol ba'aretz halacha k'moso b'chutz la'aretz. So Rabbeinu Yonah over here says, well, let's remember, where was this rule, kol ha-meikol ba'aretz halacha k'moso b'chutz la'aretz, applied? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, ule'inyim. Ule'inyim psak, kosa rav acha mishivka, da'alacha k'man domer kerem revay. She'ein din pidyon noeg b'chol ha-lamas b'chutz la'aretz, ela kerem levat. V'tam lanu, l'pnei shem achash anu rom, she'nechleku atanoim, im noeg b'shari lanus, im lo b'chutz la'aretz, melech akar meikel, v'nifsik, she'ein noeg al b'kerem. Da'al kaim lan d'kol meikel ba'aretz, halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz. So the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes Rav Acha, the Gaonim, who are like the Shita of Tosas. Av Rabbeinu Yitzchak ha'zok eina yomer, she'zu eina raya, m'pnei she'nuchol litchos v'lomar, Shelo Amru, this is a very important Yisod, Rabbi Osai, this part of Rabbeinu Yonah. Shelo Amru, kol ha-meikol ba'aretz halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz, el legabe tzlaf, im noig bo orla. Shenechleku Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Akiva. We're going to have later on the sugya in regards to tzlaf, to Rabbi Akiva Amr shenog, eina noig bo orla el bevyonos l'vad. Vatamarim vaka frisin einim pri. So the tzlaf has different parts to it. And the tamarim and the kafrisim we spoke out in halacha shir, that the kafrisim are the shells around the fruit. They're not pri, linya maisa velo linya narla. Rebbe Lezer yamachmir v'omer shakol pri. Rebbe Lezer held that everything was a pri. Ubechol knowing maisa v'arla. So that's a machlokis tanoim. V'amrinon hasam. And in that sugya, we're going to see it later on. We get to Lamed Zayin. There we say the bechutz la'aretz avdina kidivrei ha'meikel v'zorek es ha'evyonos bovad v'ochol es ha'kafrisim bovad avol b'shar mili lo aslinon l'kula. So when it comes to the evyonos and the kafrisim, so then in such a case, one could follow the lenient position and say that those things that tanoim were meikel on, we say kol ha'meikel ba'aretz halacha k'moso bechutz la'aretz. And here's the punchline: deheicha de'itmar itmar. Hecha de lo itmar, lo itmar. So Rabosai, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes those who disagree with Aretosis on a totally different level. And that's what I want to analyze for tomorrow. Today we analyze this nekuda of whether you need a tzura or whether you don't need a tzura. And we saw the basic shitas, harishonim, whether you need a tzura or not. Now we need to ask a more basic question. And that is, Tosus evoked the rule, kol ha-meikol ba'aretz, halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz. This rule, kol ha-meikol ba'aretz, halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Rav Yitzchak HaZaken says, applies only where Chazal used it. And where Chazal didn't use it, then you can't use it. This is a massive machlokas. Could you always be machlok, be meikol, on inyanei chutz la'aretz, simply because, kol ha-meikol ba'aretz, halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi Azakin says, only where Chazal evoked it. Now, at first glance, knowing halacha, that sounds like something that makes a lot of sense. Kol ha-meikol ba'aretz halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz. If Chazal say it, use it. What's the svar of Tosfos? Wherever you have a machlokis, so then all of a sudden you could pass in like the lenient opinion in chutz la'aretz. What's behind that? How does that work? So, Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow, I'd like to suggest to you a chidush about how Kol HaMeikol Ba'aretz Halacha K'mosa B'chutz La'aretz applies.